you go so far as to buy a little Valentine's gift for your pet.
And they called it puppy love.
Yeah, unconditional love from Larry.
Oh, I guess they'll never know.
He's got that look in his eye when he looks at me and he's sitting in his dad's arms, as if to say, yeah, I like him better than you. Honestly, after all I do for him. Listen, for some it's bad enough just remembering this to sort something out for our significant others, let alone the animals. Let's find out what Emma Ashurst thinks. Morning, Emma.
Morning.
So you are the owner of the Dog Bakery and Cafe in Harrogate.
I am.
So is it all for the hounds? Is it all for our precious paws?
It's all for the paws.
Well, what happens today then on Valentine's Day?
Well, the dogs come in. We've had plenty of orders for our Valentine's Day pooch box.
Seriously, Emma?
Yeah. Lots of orders for our Valentine's Day pooch box.
And what is in the pooch box?
So we have Love Heart paws. We have the dog's name written on the paw, and they're all iced in red, of course, for Valentine's.
And they're all dog friendly, so they're going to be meaty treats,
and they
aren't
they? All dog friendly.
Okay, there's no chocolate in there, is there?
No chocolate at all.
And what's the response you've had from people coming to you? How popular are you?
I'm more popular now than I ever thought I could imagine. Everyone who comes in, it's like a little community. They just come in, they relax with their dogs. The humans, as we call them, can have treats as well, cake and toasties, and the dogs sit there with their owners and have all the 100% natural treats that we sell and bake on site.
Oh my word, how long have you been open?
We opened in May last year. We've had such amazing response from the local community. And also from people up and down the country that have actually come all that way to visit us.
Oh, my word. And you know, how much are people... It is bonkers. How much do people spend on their pets?
They can come in and they can spend, up to £50-60 at a time on their dog. They'll buy, you know, dog treats. They'll buy dog bowls, and we do paw secco. Toys and things like that, and people will buy for birthdays and Christmas. It's crazy.
That is crazy, isn't it? I mean, and do you have a dog yourself?
I have two. I've got a French bulldog called Lola, and I have a boxer called Penny.
And do they come to work with you every day?
No, they tend not to, because you know Lola is only two, so she's not. Best behaviour in the shop sometimes.
She's a live one. And what are people telling
She's
you?
She's a very live one.
When they come to you, you know, what are they saying? You know, because I've never heard of a dog bakery and cafe.
Well, they absolutely love it. They love the atmosphere. They can come in and they will chat with other dog owners that are in the shop at the time. We've had people swapping numbers to go on dog walks, and they don't even know each other. But they have started talking through the dogs, so it's amazing.
Oh, wow. So, look, what have you bought your pooches then for Valentine's Day?
I have made them some Valentine's Day boxes for my girls.
Oh, I mean, we love our pets, don't we? I mean, it's a phenomenal amount of money that we spend on our pets. But for the treats?
Yeah. Honestly, people will only come in here now for their dog treats because their dogs won't eat anything else. We have customers that walk past and their dogs drag them in, and they literally have to come in the shop because their dogs won't move from the step.
Voting with their feet or their bottoms?
I think it's with their noses as well.
What's the most popular treat that you turn out?
My oat balls. We have pumpkin puree oat balls. Their dogs absolutely seem to go crazy for them.
Yeah.
I can't literally keep them stocked up. I can't make them fast enough because they just fly out. They are one of our most popular treats.
Wow. And are you baking sort of first thing in the morning, or do you do it the night? But how does it work in terms of your turnover?
I tend to come in as early as I can on a morning. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. But I may bake throughout the day downstairs whilst I have the staff on the shop floor. So I'm always a busy bee downstairs in the kitchen.
Amazing. Oh, Emma, I love this. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. And to you.
Oh, lovely. This is Emma Ashurst from the Dog Bakery and Cafe in Harrogate. Who knew? This is from Mary. She says, I've got my cat a Valentine card and a new collar. You see, we are spending the cash. Meow. Does he like that then, Mary?